All right, we're going to take one item out of order here, which is the item we pulled from consent, because I think we have somebody here from the Bureau who can be around for a minute to explain it, but not much longer. So let's take item 301, please.
Amend Floating Structures Code to add administrative appeal provisions, revise external appeal board provisions to conform to the state building codes, add term limits to boards, delete obsolete provisions, and make other technical changes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for taking this out of order. I have a demolition committee meeting at 12:30.
Yes.
Back to the office. So basically, this ordinance is similar to what I brought forth with all of the other ordinances that BDS administers. It's adding it's codifying the existing provisions for appeals. Floating Structures was a little bit different from the others because it had two separate appeal boards, and so with the work of the River Community Advisory Committee, we're just combining those two into one. They've never met anyway, but it didn't make any sense. It was almost the exact same players in both of those boards, and so it just, is consolidating those. And then there's a couple of other, technical changes that the River community and our inspection staff put in there.
Okay. Any questions for Nancy? I know we had someone who wanted to speak on this item, so that's the primary reason pulled. So I just wanted to have a quick explanation, which you've given us. Thank you. Why don't you stand by in case we have any others after we hear from people.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So who wanted to speak on this item? Come on up, please. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the reasons why I pulled this item is I don't think we've stressed enough some of the issues on these floating homes and when we want to move these in several locations. One of the concerns I have, and I want to have this addressed and watched very close, is that when you move these floating homes, say if it's in a current marina, I want to make sure that these plumbing sewer connections are watched very closely. Also, when you disconnect the electrical and you move the floating home within a marina, I also want to have a licensed electrician hooking these back up. I want to make it very clear, I do not like to see when you don't want to have certain permits pulled to be able to do this. I think it's imperative because we're talking, again, environmental concerns. If we're not hooking up the sewer connections properly, and again, we're talking electrical, which isn't just the fact that the floating homes do move on the water and those connections can bust loose if they're not put on properly. And again, when that happens, if those lines drop into the water, anybody swimming in that general location has the ability to get electrocuted. It is imperative that when these are moved, that the proper inspectors come and inspect these floating homes. In this current agreement, you're saying that is not necessary. You're saying that they will have exemptions and not have to do that. I absolutely disagree with your ordinance this time due to the environmental concerns, due to the safety concerns on a proper electrical hookups, and due to the fact that if anybody is swimming near these floating homes and those lines do become disconnected, it pose a risk to shock the swimmers in the water. It is absolutely necessary to have the proper permits, the proper inspections, and I want to start seeing that these floating homes are inspected on a regular basis by harbor masters. I want to see the reports in place. I want to make sure that all sewer systems are hooked up properly, all pumps are tested, all tanks are looked at, and to have an understanding where they're having these tanks pumped, if they're having them pumped, or if they're using traditional sewer lines going up into the sewer system. It's imperative to understand these floating homes should be inspected more aggressively than a home on land, and that's my position. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So why don't you come back up for a second. So the concern, I think Mr. Lightning has raised is about this provision that says the certificate of compliance is not required when you move a structure from one slip to another in the same orage. So is that the loophole that we're concerned about here?
I guess that's what he's addressing, but they still always have to comply with all of the requirements for the electrical and the plumbing code. Those are
still have to get an electrical permit to connect to the electrical system.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. You just don't have to get a specific certificate of compliance to move it. They were trying to distinguish between moving from one slip to another versus one moorage to another.
But no matter what, if you disconnect a floating home from an electrical service and then you reconnect it to electrical service, an electrical inspection is going to be required, right?
That's my understanding.
Okay, same thing with plumbing?
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Let's make sure of that. This comes back for second reading next week, so why don't you verify that for us?
Okay, I will do that.
It's a very legitimate concern. So.
Okay, sure.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Can I speak on this before
you go? Sure, come on up.
For the record, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. One of our concerns is we have homeless people living on the river. Does this include this group of people that are on boats?
No. This is about floating structures, which are under the state building code.
Okay. So the people that are on the river living on boats, because they have no other place to go, are not going to be affected by anything in this ordinance.
No, I don't believe not.
That's good news. That makes me smile. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, any other questions? Okay, this passes to second reading.